Before I begin, I just want to say that it's big chus. Anytime people get together to be able to be mischazik, it's a very, very chush of a thing. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be matzliach, we should be zech to be mischazik together. It's going back about a little over 310 years ago, approximately. And there was a fire in a building. And unfortunately, this fire had a lot more damage than what happened here. We have so much to be thankful for, because in that fire, the building collapsed. And there were about 36 people that were nifter, Rahman al-Tzlan, when the building collapsed. And then there were people that came in to rescue people from the rubble, and that caused another floor to collapse and more people to be nifter. It was a terrible, terrible thing. And in all of that rubble, there was a yid. And that yid was in the middle of learning at the time when it all broke out and when it all collapsed. And he got covered by all the rubble. And he was sitting there, barely able to move. And he was thinking to himself, this is terrible, Rahman al-Tzlan, look what happened. People being nifter, what's going to happen to me? What do I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you save me, if you help me get out of this, so then I'm going to focus my life, I'm going to do what I can to be marbitz Torah, to be mevarer dalet amos shel halacha. And he says, all of a sudden, it was a nace, mamash a nace. He opened up his eyes from the finish of the tefillah, and he saw a path right in front of him. All of a sudden, he was able to just walk right out of the rubble. Nisim gluyim. Incredible stuff. So he gets to work, and he starts thinking to himself, you know, listen, he made a neder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got to do it, He kept his half, I got to keep my half. That's what he did. And for years, it took about 10 years. He said he started with Nezikin, because people who learn Nezikin, it says in Chazal, it's Machkim, Dinyam Amunas. And Lamaisa, from there, he was planning on going to Moed and Nashim, all different things. And at the end of the day, he says, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to publish this farm. There's all so many Sfarim on Torah out there. I'm going to publish this farm. Yes, I have to publish this farm. Because, first of all, I made a neder. But besides from a neder, he says, let's look around. There's so many Sfarim that deal with all sorts of things. But how many of them are actually being mevarer, the emes pshat, the emes halacha? There's drushim, there's pilpulim, there's all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, Ein lo la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela dalet amos shel halacha bilvad. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Ches. And therefore, he decided, I must go ahead with it, I must publish it. And because of that, we are zocha today to have the Pnei Yeshua. This incident took place with the Pnei Yeshua about 310 years ago on Gimel Kislev. What a schos, what a schos. Klai Yisrael forever is indebted to this tremendous effort that he did. I want to just take a moment and try to be mevar a little bit. Why? I mean, he was learning beforehand. What was this whole big thing? He had a tremendous inspiration at this moment that there's something special about Ein lo la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela dalet amos shel halacha bilvad. He was learning before this happened. There's a lot of svarim. There were things that were going on. What's the Indian over here? Ein lo la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela dalet amos shel halacha bilvad. What's the idea? Some of you might have heard this from me before. But let's talk for a minute. A lot of guys, they have friends. They come to yeshiva. You have good buddies. You go out to eat. You hang out. You go away for Shabbos. Eventually, people use the skills that they have in developing relationships to date. You know, to find the right basheret, Be'ezus Hashem, the right time. And then with a wife, after marriage, and then with the kids, there's a musig of developing a relationship. How does that happen? How do you develop a relationship? What happens? Right? What happens is that, you know, you go on a date. You arrange it with the shatran, whatever it is. And, okay, so they say that women know how to talk better than men. Fine. So she starts talking, and she's going and going and going. And by the time 3 hours are over, all you said was, how are you? There's not going to be much of a relationship. You call up the shatran, you say, you know, listen, it definitely sounds like she has a lot on her mind, but I don't know if this is the right person I'm looking for. You know, if you want to be able to have a relationship with somebody, so it's, there's a talking, obviously, but there's also a two-directional street over here. You share your interests, you share your ideals and goals, and you listen to what the other person also has to say. That's how relationships are developed. Somebody told me, you know, he has a good charusa. The guy mamish has pshat in this and that and the other, and the whole time he just sits there nodding like this. It's like there's no charusa. That's not how it works. It doesn't work like that. There's got to be communication both directions. So mimela, we understand that that's how human relationships work. This is basics. Everybody knows this. But all of us always talk about we want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do? We start talking to Hashem. We talk to Hashem 3 times a day. Some people for 10 seconds. Some people for 10 minutes. Whatever it is. At the end of the day, we're always talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very nice. But when are we listening to what He has to say? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking back to us? This is something which, l'chaira, we understand in human relationships, there would be no such relationship where I'm the only one doing the talking. There has to be both directions. It's pashut. And therefore, if we really want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to figure out, when does He get a chance to talk? Bez Hashem, in the right time, you're going to get engaged. And I don't know if it exists anymore, but there used to be a thing that during the engagement, you know, the chassan, let's say, goes back to yeshiva, and there's a distance, there's a space in between the chassan and the kala. So how do you communicate? What do? You take out a pen and a paper and you write a letter. You write a letter to the kala, such a thing. I don't think I had an email address when I was a chassan. You know, there was no such thing. But Lamaisa, you take out a pen and paper and you write a letter. And when you get a letter back, you read that letter, you put it away, you take it out again, you read it again, you study every word, you want to understand exactly what she was thinking, what did she write, oh, you know, you get excited just when you take it out, it's unbelievable, it's geschmack. It's definitely more exciting than turning on the computer screen. So therefore, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote us a letter. He wrote us a letter telling us what he thinks, how he feels, what his goals are, what his interests are. He wrote us that letter. And we have the opportunity to be able to open up that letter and thereby listen to him speak to us. That's what we're doing when we're learning Torah. When we daven, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're learning, we're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important, I think. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want you to be talking to him, he wants you to be listening to him also. That relationship, how does that happen? When a person learns and he has a clarity of what Hashem is trying to tell him, he has a clarity of what Hashem is interested in, he's learning about Hashem, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with him. That's when the relationship develops. The clarity that we get from learning, and specifically the idea of halacha. What's the idea of halacha? Halacha is from the same lashon of being hoylech, from going, halicha, moving, going. Hashem is telling us how He wants us to be going in our life, what He wants us to be doing with our life, where we should go, what we should do. That's halacha. Orach Chaim. It tells us how to live our life. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela Dalet Am Shalacha Bilvad. When we have a level of clarity in our learning that we know what Hashem wants from us, And it's not only in actually physical actions, but even in how we're supposed to think. What Hashem wants from us, that's when we're developing that relationship. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, with that clarity. So Mele Zakta Pnei Yeshua, you know, I've been learning. I've been doing all sorts of things. Shiurim, Torah, 100%. It's gavalik. It's amazing. But there's a milah. There's a certain level. You'll take a look in the Akdama to his Sefer. There's a milah to being mevarer the emesip pshat. That's his lashon. The pshat ha'amitis. Alpi, the Gemara, the Rishonim. What exactly each Indian Hashem is trying to tell us. I think that if we're medayik lashon, we can add a little more. It says, Elo l'kodesh baruch al dal ha'am shel ol b'levad. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem doesn't have a place in the Beis HaMikdash. Shver, it's kasha. Not so shver. Why not so shver? Because the Gemara says, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then Elo l'kodesh baruch al dal ha'am shel ol b'levad. But when there is a Beis HaMikdash, even better. It's the Beis Hashem. Even better. That's the place that you can go and you see Hashem. We don't understand what it is, unfortunately. One day we should be Zaycha. But can you imagine the Beis HaMikdash? You go there and we see Nisim right in front of our eyes. Nisim Gluyim. You see supernatural things. They throw the junk off of the Mizbeach and all of a sudden the floor opens up and swallows it. We're talking about before retractable domes. You know? This is, it just opens up. Swallows it, close right back. Many, many Nisim constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because that's the Beis Hashem. You see Hashem, it's real. People running around, doing the karbanos, making sure that the blood is not going to congeal, making sure everything's done right. Hashem's presence is real, it's tangible in the Beis HaMikdash. When a person lives his life, al pi halacha, al pi the ratzon of Hashem, that's what he's doing. He's making Hashem tangible right here in this world. He's making Hashem real. When there's a Beis HaMikdash? Beis Hashem. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, Ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu ela dal rama shel halacha b'levad. That's where Hashem is real in this world. That's where Hashem is tangible in this world. There's a chachma to planning a house, how to build it, interior design, etc., where everything should go. The Beis HaMikdash had a place, the Lishkas HaGaz is where the Sanhedrin was. The Sanhedrin. They were the Lishkas HaGazis. Now, you could say, Pashat Pshat, it was there for convenience. People come with a Shiloh. Do I have to bring a carbon? Do I not bring a carbon? Right? So they come to the Beis Din HaGadol. Very convenient that it should be right there next to the Beis HaMikdash. But I think we can say, I'll repeat what we're saying a little bit more. It's not just the issue of convenience. Because if a person wants to really be able to know what Hashem wants, where can he get that? He can see Hashem in this world in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the place of the Lishkas HaGazis, the place of the Sanhedrin, where they're paskening shilas, they're telling us exactly what Hashem wants from us. That's where you see Hashem. And that's even better in a sense than the Beis HaMikdash, because that goes beyond. Even when there's a churban, that still exists. And that is something we find the Lashon, Ki mitzion teitze yisrael udvar Hashem. Mirushalayim, that's what it's referring to. Hashem is talking from the Lishkas HaGazis, from those Psak Halacha. We're here in a yeshiva, and Lamaisa, that's what we're doing. We're trying to be mevarer. What is the Dvar Hashem? Every day, we wake up in the morning, we're spending hours and hours. You know, I'm on a flight one time, and the guy next to me, oh, so you're going to Israel? Yeah, what are you doing? Masada? No, not Masada. Really? Where are you going? I'm going to this place, you know, you study. What are you studying? The Word of God. What? The Word, what? You realize that's what we're doing here. All day. From early in the morning until late at night, we're studying the Word of God. That's an incredible thing. That's what Yeshiva is about. It's about making Hashem real and tangible. And when we live it, when we understand exactly what Hashem wants, the clarity of the sugya, that's when it becomes real in our own life. And that's when it's shayach, to hear Hashem talking to me, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bi-directional. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah goes through, it says all different people learning that the Shekhinah is there. And it says, what about if even two people, just two people learning, not only 10, not only 5, not only 3, just two people learning. The lesson is, Minayim Shnayim Yoshvin, Yesh B'Neim Divrei Torah, there's Divrei Torah, the Ali Shor is Medayik, the Mishnah, Divrei, there's words of Torah, Shekhinah B'Neim. The Shekhinah is amongst them. Like it says, Hashem is listening when they talk with each other. What about one person? Even one person learning, the lesson is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar. Like it says, when you're by yourself and you're quiet, so then you'll be taken care of. What's the mission telling us? Dr. Volba and Ali Ashur, he explains to us that you said, God, how do we do this? How do we make sure that Hashem is going to be talking to us when we're learning Torah? The lesson of the mission is, two people are learning together and there's Divrei Torah, then Hashem is there. Words of Torah. When you're learning with a chavrusa, you have to talk out loud. The level of clarity that emerges from a discussion in learning, from talking with your chavrusa, that brings the Shekhinah. You're learning by yourself, that's wonderful. It's a very chash of a thing. And you'll get schar. But usually what's going to be is that it's quiet, usually. You skim with your eyes, you know how it goes, right? That doesn't bring the same level of Shekhinah. It's a chash of a thing, but at the end of the day, if we want Hashem to be talking to us, if we want to achieve that level of clarity, where we know exactly what Hashem is trying to say, it needs to be learning with the chavrusa. By learning with the chavrusa, it's not shy. You'd be on an island just by yourself. It's a great thing to learn, but at the end of the day, by yourself, it's a whole different thing. A person needs to be with the chavrusa. The Chazon Ish already writes barichas about this. I'm not going to spend too much time about it. But yesh la'ayin, I'm wondering, a thought occurred to me, a wild idea. To be mevar, if it's taka emes, but we know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was zochet to incredible giluyim of Torah, the Zohar, the Heilige Zohar, wild stuff, the pnimius of everything that Hashem wants to tell us in the Torah, right there in the Zohar. Would he have been able to do it if he was by himself in the Ma'ara? Yesh la'ayin. He was there with his son, with Chavrusa, with Rabbi Lazar. Yesh lion bedavra. I don't know. You'll ask the mashkiach afterwards. Yesh lion. A person must be learning with the chavrusa. That's when we're able to really hear Hashem talk to us. It's a tremendous thing because that's the idea that's going to bring us the clarity that we want, the clarity that we need in order to hear the message. It happens to be that this is incredible. It's a tremendous opportunity that we have to be in a yeshiva which is focused on these things. We're in a place which is so matem. We're in Yerushalayim. But not only that, we're even in a time which is incredibly perfect for this. We're in the month of Kislev right now. We just began Kislev. Kislev, it says, I don't know much about this stuff, but in Pre-Tzadik, Reb Tzadok HaKayin, it brings down from the Arizal al pi the Sefer Yetzira, that each one of the 12 months corresponds to different one of the Shvatim. What Shevet is the month of Kislev? So he says, actually, it's not a chronological order, but the way the Arizal sets it up, it's according to the order of the Degalim, the way they were set up by the in the Midbar. And Memela, the month of Kislev, corresponds to Shevet Binyamin. That's what he says. Shevet Binyamin. What's the Kesher of Kislev with Shevet Binyamin? So he explains, al pi pasuk in Mishle, that the word Kislev, what does the word Kislev even mean, Bechlal? Kislev? The word Kislev comes, it's a pasuk in Mishle that says, Hashem Kislecha, Hashem is your strength, Hashem is your support. The month of Kislev is about understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our strength. We can rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a good friend, Binyamin. It says in the pasuk, "Binyamin Amar Yedid Hashem." Hashem is our friend. Binyamin is a friend with Hashem. You want to have a relationship with somebody? That's a friend. Binyamin had this milah, this bechina, of being a friend with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? You share, you talk, you listen, you rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you have a good friend, you can rely on him. times are tough, he'll be there for you. And that's the idea over here. Kislev. Hashem is our strength. When we have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can rely on Hashem. The letter which corresponds to the month of Kislev Taka is Samach, he points out, which Soymech Hashem L'chol Noiflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports all of those who fall. Because that's what a friend is all about. A friend is there to help us out. Yidid Hashem, that's Binyamin, that's the Inyan of the month of Kislev. Why? What's the Kesher? Why Kislev? It could be that the Pshat is that Kislev is the month. If you look outside, it's dark. It's dark. In Tammuz, in Av, it's not dark at this hour. But Kislev is the darkest month. It's the darkest month. The nights are getting longer and longer. Adam Rishon even thought, it says in Chazal, that the nights are getting longer and longer. Adam Rishon thought that because he ate Eitz Hadas, the world is slowly turning back into Tohu Vavohu. Until eventually it started turning back around and switching, right? But initially, that's what he thought. Kislev is a time of darkness. When it's dark, that's when the light burns brightest. We light Ner Chanukah, Dafka, when it's dark, Tosfos says. Because that's when the light burns brightest. A person wants to be able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as an aura, light. Dafka, when it's the darkest, Dafka, when it's the hardest times, it's winter, it's difficult. That's when a person is able to appreciate the light the most. That's when it burns brightest. And light, what's light all about? You're in a dark room. You don't know where anything is. You don't know what it's about. You have no idea what type of room it is. What happens when you turn on the light? All of a sudden, everything is crystal clear. You see exactly where everything goes. You see what type of room it is. That's what Aura is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that clarity. And Mimila, when we develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Binyamin, what's the Hamshach of the Pasuk? The Binyamin, Omar Yedid Hashem, Yishkoin Levetach. He's going to be secure. Hashem is with him. Where's the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? In Shevet Binyamin. He's zochet to this Maila. He's zochet to this Indian. Because of this relationship that he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chanukah, besides for being the Chag of Or, besides for celebrating it through lighting candles, 36 candles plus a Shamash, it's, we know, it says in Svarim, it's related to Tarshah Baal Peh. What's the Shaykh's Tarshah Baal Peh? You open up a Chumash, Tarshah B'Chsav, it's wonderful, it's so geshmak. You learn it when you're a little kid, you learn it when you're not in the mood of Gemara. It's amazing, it's geshmak. We love learning Chumash, right? But at the end of the day, it's so unclear. How many people can describe exactly how to make a tefillin based on the word Totavos? Who knows how to sheft an animal properly based on the pasuk that it says regarding Shechita? Can you tell me all the malachas of Shabbos based on Losasa Kol Malacha? We need the Torah Shebal Peh to give us that clarity. The Torah Shebal Peh is what gives us the clarity that we want to hear the message of Hashem. That's the only way to really listen to what Hashem is talking to us. Through the Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is through Shak Levitaya, through discussion with the Chavrusa, through being in a base medrash, through learning with an excitement. When the FBI came down to Lakewood, they said, we're blown away by two things. First of all, how in the world does everybody find their hat and jacket? And second of all, how do you guys focus? Everyone's screaming at each other. What's going on? Go to a library. It's a whole different world. But that's how we clarify. That's how it happens. We want to hear the message of Hashem. It needs to be through discussion and through learning together in a base medrash. In a yeshiva, that's what it's all about. That's the Makom HaMikdash. So I want to say that we all want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single Baruch Hu, when he's on a farher for yeshiva, that's what he says. Why do you want to come to Israel? Because I want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what everyone says. But how do we do it? How do we do it? How do we turn on the light in the darkness? People have confusion in their lives. People are not sure exactly what to do. There's a life. Toshes choyshech v'hi loyla, the Gemara says, b'mitziyah. That's olam hazeh. We live in darkness. How do we turn on the light? Chanukah is the time of light. Tarshu Baal Peh. Ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or. Punkta, I thought of a gematria. Or, together with the 36 candles of Chanukah and the Shamish, is the same gematria as Gemara. You learn the Gemara, we get involved in Tarshu Baal Peh. That's how we're able to bring the message of a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly into our lives. That's how we're able to light up the darkness in our lives. I want to conclude. We should all be zeicha tefilas rabim. Let's talk together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, please, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata deshmaya, that we should have clarity in our learning, that we should illuminate the darkness in our lives, and memela thereby make this yeshiva a makom hamikdash. Through that, we should be zeicha to binin by shlishi bimher b'yameinu. Amen.
So I have to enjoy it. It's called Benjamin was a friend to Shamway.